I think it's a mix of both. I mean, I think there's a lot of strategy involved in this movement, a lot of political elites who manipulate some of these issues. I do think they're being strategic, and I think it would be, you know, the fact that there's a lot of learning, like in the book that Christine and I study around these networks and how some of these issues crop up in multiple different countries, some of these perceived or constructed threats. That means there's some strategy involved in terms of how they are, you know, they're not local issues of concern about things that are affecting people's lives negatively in their society. Instead, they're really used in a strategic way as a cookie cutter thing to strike up certain emotions. They're used to galvanize, galvanize support for political campaigns. At the same time, there are people who accept some of these messages and do feel, you know, based on certain convictions, you know, moved and swayed by them. And I think for those people, it's also fair to say there's something, you know, that is not just strategy, that there's something, some real attachment to these ideas, that they resonate with people. And these ideas, but my sense is that they're also, you know, people are also easily manipulated by this strategy. And so a lot of times gender folds into all sorts of issues in ways that might make sense to people, might resonate with them in a genuine way, but nonetheless is leaving out, you know, a lot of the strategy behind it.